Okay, so let's pick up with the Gemara in Daf Mem Amid Beis. We're about three lines up from the wide lines. We said in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Tes that if you have Shor HaItzdiven, that's the ox of the arenas that they used to use for sport, that they used to have these bullfights of sorts, and basically they would train these animals to gore and kill people. So the Mishnah tells us that if you have Shor HaItzdiven, the Mishnah said, Einu Chayv Misa, if it, such an animal would kill a person, it's not deserving of death. Shenemar ki igach v'lo shayiguchuhu. It has to be that it gores on its own accord, not that people train it and compel it to gore and kill. So says the Gemara, an interesting discussion. The Gemara says, Ibayaluhu. Here was the question that they asked. What would be the story of using this animal on the Mizbeach? Now, what does that mean? That means, are you allowed to use this animal as a carbon? Now, why would you think that it shouldn't be used as a carbon? Well, if you think about it for a second, apparently the Gemara is assuming right now, we know that if an animal gores and kills willingly, well then it's pashut that you can't use such an animal as a carbon. So now the question is, well, what's the story with this animal? It didn't gore and kill willingly, so to speak. It was trained to kill. It was compelled to kill. So what would be the story with this animal? Can you use it as a carbon or not? Rav Amar Kasher. Rav says it's perfectly fine. Shmuel Amar Pasul. Shmuel says, no, it's invalid to be used as a carbon. Rav Amar Kasher Anasu. Rav says it's kasher to be used as a carbon because it's an anas. It was forced. It was forced to kill, and therefore, apparently, that means that this animal is not problematic for carbon. Shmuel Amar Pasul. No, Shmuel says actually it's Pasul. Harei Ne'avad Bo Avera. Shmuel says, and it was used for an Avera, it was engaged in an Avera, so that's a problem. You can't use that as a carbon. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Mesve, the problem is that we have a Braisa that says as follows. The Braisa analyzes the opening psukim of Parshas Vayikra. Over there, if you take a look at the pasuk in Vayikra Aleph Beis, the pasuk says, Dabrel ben Israel, speak to Klal Israel, Vamartalem, tell them, Adam ki yakrav mikem, a person who will bring from you, carbon la Hashem, a carbon takar shbarhu, mina behima, from animals, mina bakar, from cattle, mina ton, from sheep, takrivu es karban chem, you should bring your carbon. Now, the way that we understand this pasuk, the key point that we're picking up now in this pasuk is that the pasuk doesn't just say, bring a carbon, and that carbon can be a behema, a bakar, a ton. It says, you should bring it from animals. You should bring it from cattle. It means it sounds like you have to bring it from among them, that there are some that are acceptable as karbanos, and some that are not among each of these categories. In other words, it's not all behemoths are fine. It has to be mina behema, from among animals. Mina bakar, from among cattle. Some are fine and some are not fine. So now the question is, well, what are not fine? What are fine? So meisvei, mina behema, the pasuk says, from animals you should bring a karban. So that's lahotzi, it's a reveya. That's to exclude an animal that engages in bestiality as the active participant. That's a nirba. And to exclude the animal that was engaged in bestiality as the passive participant. Min habakar, from cattle you can bring a carbon. So what does that teach us? Lahotzi seneva, that's to exclude an animal that was worshipped, that was made, that was worshipped as avodah zara. Rashi says you bow down to it. Min hatzon, when it says from sheep, lahotzi se muktzah, that's to the exclusion of an animal that was muktzah. Muktzah is the lashon of to be put aside, to be designated. In other words, this animal was designated to be brought as a carbon, as a sacrifice to avodah zara. And then when the pasuk says, but the pasuk doesn't just say min hatzon, it says min hatzon. So why does it say min hatzon? Lahotzi se nogeach, that's to exclude an animal that gored and killed. Now wait a second though. We know that if an animal gores and kills, there are two witnesses that saw it, and they go to court, etc. So the animal is put to death, right? We stone it. Well, then there's really nothing to talk about. Of course, that animal is no good as a carbon. So what Rashi tells you on the spot is that clearly when we're talking about to the exclusion of an animal that gores and kills, it must be that it's not that it gored and killed based on the witnesses, based on and that there are two witnesses over here. It has to be that there's either one witness, so that wouldn't be enough to put it to death, or it has to be that the Bailam admitted that the animal gored and killed. Okay, now that's the Tanakhama's opinion. Amar Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon says, "Im nemer roveya, lamer nemer nogech." Now Reb Shimon says, "Wait a second. If we know from the pasuk is conveying, it's telling us that roveya is a problem to be used as a carbon. Why does the pasuk say nogeach? V'im nemer nogech, and if the pasuk is telling us nogeach, lamer nemer roveya? Why does the pasuk have to tell us that roveya can't be used as a carbon? Now, why shouldn't I need both? And so the simple understanding is that both Raveya, what are the consequences for Raveya and for Negech? So if an animal engages in bestiality and we have witnesses to it, we put the animal to death by means of stoning it. If an animal is Negech and it kills someone, and we have witnesses that it killed someone, so then we would put it to death by means of stoning it. So you see that when an animal engages in an act that can warrant skila, when done under the conditions of witnesses, so then we know that such an animal is no good for carbon. So why do I need both examples here? Either one should be able to serve as the paradigm for an animal that was engaged in an act that could warrant skila. So says Rav Shimon, Mipnei Sheish B'Raveya Shem B'Nogeach, V'Yish B'Nogeach Shem B'Raveya. Must be because there's something about Raveya that doesn't apply to Nogeach, and there's something about Nogeach that doesn't apply to Raveya. And that's why I would have thought that's why I wouldn't be able to derive one from the other. The Torah has to convey both. Raveya asabo onus karatzon, because when it comes to an animal that engages in bestiality, so the Torah makes an onus like ratzon. What does it mean the Torah treats onus like ratzon for Raveya? And so the way the Rashi explains it, although I'm not sure that Tosfos learns it this way, the way the Rashi explains it is that Raveya and Nirba, both if an animal engaged in bestiality as the active participant, that we would put that animal to death. But that's when it's the active biratzon party. But what about if it's the nirba? What about if it's the animal that was engaged in bestiality as the passive participant? In which case, it's an onus. So then, if that's the case, so we know that the Torah, if you would have witnesses to the act, we would put either the raveya or the nirba to death, regardless of the fact that the nirba was forced. Okay, now. So you see that the Torah treats onus like ratzon. Nogeach, but when it comes to an animal that gores and kills, lo azabo onus k'ratzon. The Torah does not treat onus like ratzon, because as we know from the Pasuk says ki yigach, that it has to be the animal gores on its own volition, but not that people compelled it to gore. So you see that we do not treat onus like ratzon. We would not kill an animal that gored ba'onus, that gored and killed ba'onus. So now that's what exists by Raveya that does not exist by Nogeach. Nogeach, Misham Kofar. Now we know that for Nogeach, if an animal gores and kills and it's a Muad, then the Baal would have to pay Kofar. Raveya, in Misham Mesa Kofar, but for Raveya, it would not be deserving, the Baal would not have to pay Kofar. So therefore, there's some element that exists by Raveya that does not exist by Nogeach, and there's an element that exists by Nogeach that doesn't exist by Raveya. So Lefichach, Hutrach Lomar Raveya, but Hutrach Lomar Nogeach. So that's why the Torah had to tell us. Raveya is a problem to be used as a carbon, and Nogeach is a problem to be used as a carbon. Now, the question is as follows. That was the Braisa. That was where the Chacham tell us a list of things that are not to be used as carbonos. Among them is Raveya, Nirba, Nevad, Mukza, and Nogeach. And Rav Shimon tries to figure out why it is that we need a pasuk for Raveya and we need a pasuk for Nogeach. And he says it's because basically, Raveya, we know that the Torah treats onus like ratzon, Nogeach doesn't treat onus like ratzon, and for Nogeach, the Baalim would be subject to kofar. For Raveya, the Baalim are not subject to kofar. Now, what do you see though from Rav Shimon's point? Ketani miyas lamai, so what do you see from over here? Is Raveya os asaba onus karatzon? For Raveya, the Torah treats onus like ratzon. Nogeach lo asav onus karatzon, and Nogeach, the Torah does not treat onus like ratzon. The question is, but Nogeach, what? What does it mean that the Torah doesn't treat onus like ratzon? Now, lamai hochasa, for what purpose is in halacha? What's the nafmina la halacha that we're talking about? Lav la carbon. In other words, the assumption is, Rashi kind of gave it away the way that we explained it, but the assumption is that when we are saying that the Torah does not treat onus like ratzon when it comes to Nogeach, that's Nogeach what? Is that Nogeach putting the animal to death? Is that Nogeach requiring the Baalim to pay kofar? Is that Nogeach being used as a carbon? So the Gemara says, presumably, it's because the nafkmin and the halacha is that the Torah does not treat onus like ratzon with respect to bringing it as a carbon. In other words, an animal that is a Nogeach, that it did something beratzon, that would be problematic to be used as a carbon. But an animal that was Nogeach, but onus, so then we wouldn't have a problem using that as a carbon. So you see a raya, pretty much from this braisa, that we have a raya to Rav. That you see that when an animal should be kosher to be used as a carbon because it's anus. So the Gemara says, says, no, that's not what we're trying to highlight over there. When Rav Shimon says that the Torah treats onus akratzim for aveh, but the Torah does not treat onus akratzim for noget, that didn't mean with respect to being used as a karban. That means with respect to misa. In other words, we wouldn't put an animal to death. We wouldn't give the animal skila if there were witnesses that watched it kill a person if the animal killed be'onus. That's all that means. Okay, so hachanami misar. In fact, that actually makes a lot of sense. The e arm of the carbon, because if you want to tell me that we're driving home the point about carbon, they were saying the Torah does not treat onus karatzon for nogech. That nogech lo asab onus karatzon. Wait a second. What that means is that if we're understanding that means the Torah does not treat onus karatzon for nogech, so then lav onus didei kaziv, lav ratzon didei kaziv. The Torah doesn't spell out onus of nogech. It doesn't spell out ratzon of a nogech. In other words, in order for us to say that one is like the other, one is not like the other, that the Torah does not treat onus of nogeach to ratzon of nogeach with respect to karbanos, that means that we already know what the halacha is when it comes to a nogeach killing baratzon. And we don't. It doesn't say that anywhere in the pasuk. So it doesn't say onus in the pasuk, it doesn't say ratzon in the pasuk, so it can't be what we're driving home in this brisa. Elalav, look at all this. It must be, the thing that we do know, though, is that when an animal gores and kills, then it's deserving of misa if it was beratzon. So then it's fair to say that the Torah does not treat onus like ratzon when it comes to giving skila to an animal. Okay. So what do we say so far? What we said is that there's a machlokas between Rab and Shmuel. If an animal that was forced to kill, can that animal be used as a carbon? So Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. Rav says yes because it's honest, and Shmuel says no because the ma'isa was used for an avera. The Braisa gives us a list of animals that can't be used as a carbon. Among them is Ravea, among them is Nageach. Why do we need to include both? Because there are elements, there's something that applies by Ravea that doesn't apply to Nageach, there's something that applies to Nageach that doesn't apply to Ravea. And one of the things that we highlight is that, well, for Nageach, we don't treat onus like ratzon. For Ravea, we do treat onus like ratzon. So you wouldn't be able to pull out Nageach from Ravea. We wouldn't be able to know that Nageach is no good for a carbon just from the fact that the Torah spells out that it conveys that Ravea can't be used as a carbon. So the question is, though, what did the Braisa mean when it said that Nogeach, we don't treat Nogeach, onus of Nogeach to Ratzon of Nogeach? Presumably, that's with respect to Karbanos, that for an animal that Gordon killed by Ratzon, that wouldn't be used as a carbon. But an onus, Gordon kills someone by onus, so then we could use it as a carbon. So that sounds like a riot to Rav. So Gemara said, no, that's not necessarily a riot to Rav, because that's not what it meant. When it said that we don't treat Nogeach by onus to Nogeach by Ratzon, that was with respect to Misa, that we wouldn't put an animal like that to death. And so that's why you can't pull that out. That's why you wouldn't be able to learn an animal that's Nogeach from an animal that's Ravea, because the rules are very different for Nogeach than they are for Ravea. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar, one of the points that we had said before in the previous brisa, one of the things that the master, meaning that we mentioned in the previous brisa, was nogeach mashamas hakofer, ravea in mashamas hakofer. When an animal gores and kills, when it's a muad, the baal would have to pay kofer. For ravea, you would not have to pay kofer. So in other words, if an animal engages in bestiality, the baal would not have to pay kofer. The question is, hechidami, what exactly would be a case where I would think that the baal should have to pay kofer when an animal engages in ravea? Elema the Rav of a Katla, if you want to tell me, and the way that we're going to translate this is derava'a ukatala, that the animal was the active participant in Ravia, and it engaged in Ravia. In the course of engaging in Ravia, it killed the woman that it was engaging in bestiality with, so that's why I would think that the animal should be deserving, that the Baalim should have to pay kofar. And so that's what we're saying, Nogeach Masham is a kofar, Ravea ain't Masham is a kofar. The question is, though, well, if an animal killed a woman in the course of Ravia, Mali Katla Bakarna, Mali Katla by Ravia, what does it make a difference if the animal kills with its horns? What does it make a difference if the animal kills with Ravia? Either way, it killed a person, and if it killed a person, it should be deserving of Misa. So that doesn't make any sense. Ve'ela derava'a v'lo kitala. It must be that the animal engaged in bestiality as the act of participant, but it did not kill the woman. So then, wait a second. So then, haidalam shan kofer, then the reason that it's not paying kofer is mishum to lo katlahu. It's because it didn't kill. So, of course, it's not going to be deserving of kofer. Why would you ever think, what does it mean? It sounds like there's some case you would imagine that the baalim should have to pay kofer when the animal engaged in bestiality, but you don't for some reason. So, what is that case? So, Rabbi says, lo olam deravaa velo kitala. It's that the animal engaged in bestiality as the active participant, but it did not kill the woman. But why would you think then, what's the chiddush then? Why would you think that the animal, that the Baalim should have to pay kofar? The answer is, because they brought the woman that was engaged in bestiality, and they had to give her the death penalty, right? Because if a woman engages in bestiality, she's deserving of Misa. So if that's the case, so what would you have thought to say? You would have thought that it's as though the animal killed this woman. It resulted in the woman's death. And therefore, if the woman resulted in this woman's death, maybe the Baalim should have to pay kofar. Kamash Malan, that no. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that here's a case where you would have thought the Baalim should have to pay kofar. Kamash Malan, that you, the Baalim, do not pay kofar. Now, Rava Amar, La'olam deRava'a uKitala. Not really the cases where the animal engaged in bestiality, and in the course of engaging in bestiality, it killed the woman. But what about the question that you had? What does it make a difference if the animal kills with its horns? What does it make a difference if the animal kills with revia or malikatla bekarna, as the Bach says, to be what we actually said before? What does it make a difference if it kills with the horn or if it kills with revia? The answer is, I'll tell you why I would have thought that there should be a difference. Karen, in other words, why the Baalim should not be deserving of paying a kofar. Karen kavanas lahazik. When an animal kills by means of goring, it is having intent to damage. Hai kavanaso lahanas atzmahu. This, that the animal is engaging in bestiality, it's not trying to kill the woman, it's just engaging in bestiality for its own hana, for its own pleasure. And that's why this animal is not deserving, that's why the animal, the Baalim would not have to pay kofar. Okay, now, the Gemara says, so at the end, so what do we have right now? What we have is the Braisa told us that for Nogeach you pay kofar, for Aveya you do not pay kofar. The question is, what would be a case where you would think that the Baalim should be deserving of kofar? So the Braisa, so we said it can't be that the animal killed a woman in the course of Revia, because then why would it make a difference? Of course the Baalim should have to pay kofar. And if the animal did not actually kill the woman, then the Baalim shouldn't have to be kofar. So then what are we talking about? That's pretty obvious. So the answer is, Abai says, the cases where the animal engaged in bestiality, it didn't kill the woman, but it resulted in the woman's death, because we took her to Bezin and we killed her. So that's why you would have thought, so that's the chiddush over. The chiddush is that even in this case where the animal results in the death of a woman, still the animal is not deserving, the Baalim do not have to pay kofar. Rava says the cases where the animal engaged in bestiality, and it did kill the woman in the course of the Maaser Revia, but the Baalim are not deserving, do not have to be kofar. Why not? Because the animal that kills with its horns, there it's intending to hurt. It's intending to kill this person. But over here, the woman, the animal wasn't trying to hurt the woman. The animal wasn't trying to damage, to kill. The animal was just engaging in bestiality for its own pleasure. That's why. And so therefore, the Baalim do not have to be kofar. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, but so my pligi, what exactly is the Nekudas Machlokas? What are Rava and Abaye really arguing about? So the Gemara says, Beregel Shadarsa Agave Tinuk B'chatzar Nizak. The argument revolves around this case of Regel Shadarsa, the foot that trampled Agave Tinuk on a child B'chatzar Nizak in the courtyard of the Nizak. In other words, we discuss this actually at the end of the second parak in Daf Chavav, where an animal, we know that for regal b'shus and nizik yuchai, regal b'shus ram yupater. So if an animal tramples on a child, so what's the halacha in that case? We know that when it comes to an animal that's a muad, we know that the classic example of a case where the Baalim would have to be kofar is where the animal gores and kills a bunch of times. It's a muad now. So that's where the Baalim, if it kills as a muad with its horns, as a form of karen, so then the Baalim are going to have to pay kofar. The question is, what about when the animal is killing by means of regal? Well, regal is a case of muad. It's not the standard case of muad where the animal starts off as a tam, and then it develops into a muad, and now it kills. So what's the halacha in this case? The animal kills by means of regal, it kills a tinuk. What's the halacha? La baye mishan kofar. According to Abaye, the halacha would be in this case that you have to pay kofar. Why? Because according to Abaye, we don't really care what the motivation was. Even if the animal was not intending to hurt, still, if it killed, the Baalim have to be kofar. The Rava, lo mashan kofar, but according to Rava, the Baalim would not have to be kofar. As we know, because Rava said it's specifically in this case where the animal engaged in bestiality and killed the woman in the course of the act, Well, it doesn't make a difference that he killed, that the animal killed the woman, because the motivation here, it was just trying to have some pleasure. It wasn't trying to hurt this woman. So that's where there would be a machlokes between Rav and Abaye. Abaye would say you have pay kofar in that case. Rav says you don't pay kofar. Okay, so now, at the end of the day, remember, how did this all get started? This got started because there was a machlokes between Abaye, between Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to use an animal that was compelled to kill, so can you use that animal as a carbon? Rav said yes. Shmuel said no. We tried to bring a raya from a brisa to Rav. We deflected that raya. Then once we brought up the brisa, we analyzed one of the points. We brought up this machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Now the Gemara gets back to what we really started with. And so that was Rav's point. So Tanak Vasid Rav, so we have a brisa that's like Rav, actually. The brisa says, Shora Itzidin Inachai Misa, if you have the shore of these arenas that are used for the sport to kill people or trained to hurt people, so then it's not deserving of death. V'kasha l'gabe mizbeach, and it's kasha to be used as a carbon. Why? Mipnei shehu kimu usa, because it's like it was compelled, it was forced to engage in the act. Okay, let's hold here.